Welcome to this beginner lesson on Shuffle in Ableton Live 12, where we're going to make drum and bass drums feel alive, punchy, and full of soul. The big idea here is simple. In DNB, Shuffle should move the details, not the engine. Your kick and snare are the engine. They need to stay solid, but the hats, percussion, ghost notes, and break fragments, that's where you can create bounce, swing, and that slightly lopsided jungle motion that makes old-school vibes feel so addictive. By the end of this lesson, you'll know how to take a straight drum loop and give it two personalities at once. One version will feel modern and tight, with club-ready punch. The other will feel more vintage, with dusty break energy and soulful movement. And the best part is, you can do all of this with Ableton Live 12 stock tools. Let's get started. First, set up a new project and put the tempo somewhere in the DNB zone. A great starting point is 170 BPM. If you want a slightly more modern roller feel, you can go a bit faster. If you want more old-school jungle energy, stay a little lower. For this lesson, 170 or 172 is a really nice place to work. Now create a MIDI track and load a drum rack. Keep the drum kit simple. You want one kick, one snare or rimshot, closed hats, maybe an open hat or a ride, and a small percussion sound like a shaker. If you have a chopped break sample, great, we'll use that too in a moment. Before adding any shuffle, build a straight groove first. Put the kick on beat 1 and the snare on beat 3. Add straight 16th note hats across the bar. You can also drop in a second kick before or after the snare if it feels good, but keep it basic. The point right now is to hear the groove in its cleanest form before we start moving things around. This is important because shuffle only sounds good when you can clearly hear what it's changing. If you start with a messy pattern, you won't know whether the groove is working or just confusing the beat. As you program the loop, pay attention to velocity. This is a small detail, but it matters a lot. Keep the main snare strong, somewhere around full or near full velocity. Keep hats a little lower and vary them slightly, so they don't all hit the exact same way. Ghost percussion can be much softer. Even these tiny changes help the beat breathe before you touch the groove pool. Now let's bring in the groove. Open Ableton's groove pool and try a stock swing groove. You might see something like swing 16, or an MPC style swing, or another light 16th note groove. For a beginner, the easiest approach is to apply the groove to the hats or percussion clip first, not the kick and snare. That way, the backbone stays tight while the smaller sounds begin to dance around it. Start with a subtle groove amount. Around 20 to 35% is usually enough to hear the effect without losing control. If you want a stronger jungle feel, you can go a little further later. But at first, keep it light and listen carefully. What you're listening for is the pocket. Do the hats feel like they're sitting just behind the beat? Do the spaces between the kick and snare feel wider and more relaxed? Does the loop still hit hard even though the details are moving? That's the sweet spot. And here's a really useful teacher tip. Duplicate your clip before changing the groove. That way you can instantly compare the straight version and the shuffled version. A slash B testing is huge here. Straight sections make the shuffled sections feel even bigger, so don't be afraid to keep one version clean and one version swung. Now go into the piano roll and make the hats feel more human. Leave the basic 16th note hat pattern in place, but remove a few notes before the snare so the backbeat can breathe. You can also slightly change the placement of one or two percussion hits. Maybe let one shaker land just a little late. Maybe place a rim shot just a touch early. These tiny shifts can make a beat feel much more alive than just throwing one heavy swing setting on the whole loop. A classic jungle trick is to give the snare room. If the hats are crowding the snare, the backbeat loses power. So try leaving a little gap before the snare hit, then bring the hat back in right after. That little pocket can make the snare feel bigger and the whole groove feel more confident. Be careful with quantize here. A lot of beginners will add groove, then quantize again, and accidentally flatten the whole thing. Once you've set the shuffle, don't overcorrect it. Let the timing breathe a little. If it feels good, trust it. Now let's add the vintage soul part. This is where a chopped break layer comes in. Load a breakbeat sample onto an audio track. If you don't already have one, use any classic drum break you can access. Then slice it to a new MIDI track by Transients. That gives you a drum rack with individual break hits you can trigger. You're not trying to replace your main drum pattern. You're adding texture. Focus on ghost snare taps, tiny hat fragments, a short kick pickup, and maybe one or two open break hits. Keep this layer low in the mix. In many cases, it should sit several dB quieter than the main drums. This is one of the biggest jungle secrets. The break adds soul, but it doesn't get to steal the spotlight. The modern kick and snare still need to lead. The break is the dust, the history, the movement underneath. Now clean up the brake layer with EQ8. High pass it so the low end stays out of the way. A starting point around 120 to 100 AEHC is often useful. If the brake feels muddy, cut some of the low mids too, maybe around 250 to 400 HC. That keeps the vintage texture while leaving space for the kick and bass. Next, group your drum tracks together into a drum bus. This is where we give the whole groove modern punch. Add EQ8 first if needed, then drum bus, then saturator, then glue compressor. With drum bus, keep it subtle. A little drive goes a long way. You want more attitude, not a smashed up mess. Use just enough crunch to make the transients feel more forward and the groove feel denser. If the kick already has plenty of weight, don't overdo the boom. Then add saturator. A small amount of drive can add that slightly clipped, finished sound that works so well in DNB. Soft clip or analog clip can be great here. Again, keep it controlled. If the hats start to get harsh or the snare loses its snap, ease back. Finally, use glue compressor lightly. Think small amounts of gain reduction, just enough to hold the drum group together. You're not trying to flatten the life out of it. You're trying to make the whole loop feel like one confident, unified performance. Now let's protect the important parts. Even if the shuffle is sounding cool, your kick and snare still have to hit with authority. Keep the kick mostly straight. Keep the snare strong and centered. If the brake layer starts blurring the backbeat, turn it down, shorten it, or cut more low mids. If the kick feels weak, clear out some low-end clutter in the brake or use drum bus to bring back a bit of attack. A really good habit is to think of the groove like this. Main kick and snare first, then hats and percussion, then brake texture, then saturation. If you get that order right, the shuffle will feel intentional instead of messy. Now let's make the arrangement move a little. A simple 8-bar shape works really well. Start with bars 1 and 2 feeling pretty straight. Then in bars 3 and 4, bring in more shuffle on the hats and brake fragments. In bars 5 and 6, push the groove a little more, or open the hats up slightly. Then in bars 7 and 8, add a small fill, a quick stop, or a reversed hit before the loop comes back around. That's enough movement to keep the listener locked in without making the loop feel too busy. In DNB, arrangement motion doesn't always need big changes. Sometimes the smallest change in groove amount or note density makes the biggest difference. If you want even more depth, try a subtle contrast trick. Keep the first half of the loop more restrained. Then let the second half feel a little looser and more swung. That push and release is a huge part of what makes old-school jungle grooves feel so alive. A few common mistakes to watch out for. First, don't shuffle the kick too much. The kick is your anchor. Second, don't crank the groove amount too hard right away. Subtle often sounds better. Third, don't make the break too loud. It should add soul, not mud. And fourth, don't oversaturate the drum bus. If the snare loses snap or the hats turn harsh, back off and compare with bypass. Here's a quick pro tip. If your groove starts feeling sleepy, shorten the hat and percussion notes. Tight note lengths can keep shuffle crisp instead of lazy. Another good trick is to use layered swing instead of one massive swing move. A little shuffle on the hats, a slightly different feel on the percussion, and a break that sits just a touch late can sound much richer than one obvious swing setting. Now for a quick practice challenge. Build an 8-bar DNB drum loop at 172 BPM. Program a kick and snare pattern with straight 16th hats. Add light groove pull swing to the hats only. Bring in one chalked brake layer underneath. High pass the brake with EQ8. Then add drum bus and saturator to the drum group. After that, make two versions, one with subtle shuffle for a cleaner modern roller feel, and one with stronger shuffle for a more jungle, old-school vibe. Compare them and listen for which one feels better as a drop, which one feels better as an intro, and which one works best as a transition. If you want to go one step further, make bars 7 and 8 a little more intense than bars 1 and 2, using only shuffle, velocity, and one tiny fill. So let's wrap it up. Shuffle in Ableton Live 12 is one of the fastest ways to make DNB drums feel alive. The key is to keep your kick and snare solid, then let the hats, percussion, ghost notes, and brake fragments carry the movement. Use groove pull for swing, keep your brake layer low and cleaned up with EQ, and use drum bus, saturator, and glue compressor to give the whole thing modern punch. Start subtle. Compare often and only push the shuffle harder if the beat still feels tight and powerful. That's the magic zone right there. Modern impact with vintage soul. Clean enough for the club, dusty enough for jungle, and swinging just enough to make the groove breathe. Now go build your loop, and let it shuffle with attitude.